unfortunately picked up a bit of a cold at last night's program. It was a unheated venue, although many nice people had come. Also, unfortunately, I erased the recording of it. Although, of course, for English-speaking devotees, that is immaterial. Depending on Krishna, I went over this morning and gave class at our temporary facilities here in Debrecen, waiting to see our restaurant preaching center be completed. As usual, it's taking much longer than anyone planned. And depending on Krishna is something that one does when, aside from other things, one has that impetus due to being afraid of the material energy. Srila Prabhupada had on different occasions in America in 75, in London in 77, prayed to Krishna, please do not let me fall down. Even liberated souls are afraid of the influence of material energy. What to speak of then conditioned souls like us, whose only real shelter is Krishna, and by staying in Krishna's shelter we're protected from Maya's tricks, but as soon as we deviate then immediately she slaps us down and makes us do all kinds of outrageous things. What does it mean to be in Krishna's shelter? It means following Krishna's instructions. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakya. These Vakya, these words, are those of Krishna. If we follow these very carefully, if we use our God-given intelligence, Dadami, Buddhi, Yogam, Tvam, to put these teachings into practice, that means having Krishna's shelter. And when we neglect these things, then we're on our own. And there's not much use in trying to fight with Maya Devi on our own or resist her advances. We'll not be able to do it. Great demigods like Lord Shiva, when the Banasura fought against Krishna, he took Banasura's side. That's Maya. When Lord Shiva was bewildered by Mohini Devi, that's Maya. Lord Brahma thought to test Krishna, not recognizing that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and stole the cowherd boys and the calves, that's Maya. When Indra attacked Krishna for wanting to take a Parijata tree for Satyabhama, his garden in Dwarka, and Indra was completely indignant. That's Maya. So, whenever we don't adhere very, very closely to Krishna's guidance, then we're out of his protection and shelter. Hantam sarva papebhyo. We're not free from all of our past reactions. We're not free from the influence of material energy. Mameva ye prapadyante. Mayametam tarantite. We don't have Krishna's taranti. We don't have Krishna's shelter and mercy. And then what becomes the natural inclination, as we see in these examples I just listed, Krishna Bahirmukha, we turn away from Krishna and actually we become inimical to him. Being inimical to Krishna means we become also inimical to Vaishnavas. For this reason, devotees are extremely careful. They always want to stay in the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet and always want to ensure that they are protected from the allurements of the material energy. Therefore, we need to read and hear, recognize how powerful this material energy is. And Krishna is more powerful, and she is his Maya. She cannot cover him. In fact, she stands in Krishna's shadow. And while we're under Krishna's lotus feet, Tarakuranga Charanira Pass, then we're safe. But when we venture out from there, then anything can happen, and everything will happen. So the symptom of having already ventured out is devotees become overconfident. I'm an old devotee. These rules and regulations don't apply to me. I'm safe. Maya can't harm me. And so on and so forth. That already means that we are in Maya. And it's just a matter of time before being in Maya manifests in ways that are obvious to anyone. The quality of simplicity is a characteristic of a Brahmin and characteristic of a Vaishnava. Simplicity means that he wants to have a clear black and white understanding of what it is that his Lord wants to from him. And once he gives himself to Krishna, then he remains very faithful, never deviating. If we execute Krishna conscious like that, even if we're not great achievers in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we keep ourselves aloof and free from the influence of the material energy, then everything will be fine, and we will come to the liberated platform where Maya Devi actually doesn't have any sway over us. But still, we'll offer our respectful obeisances to her. We know that she's a manifestation of Srimati Radharani's potencies. We know that ultimately she is a Vaishnava who is just ensuring that those who are cheaters, those who want to get Krishna without having the proper qualification, and who are still burdened by other desires, don't get near him. Just recently I was reading a BBC article about how, I think it was yes, in America, they trapped some terrorists. Police caught some terrorists. How did they do that? Some of the policemen themselves posed as terrorists who were willing to finance some kind of terrorist activity, blowing up buildings and subways and so on. So when they recruited these other people who were actually willing to do the deed, then they were caught. So Maya Devi is like that. Like the policemen, they act like they're bad. She also has a thankless task like that. But she's a policeman. She's doing that on behalf of Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada would say. She's also a devotee. But she has to ensure that those who want to terrorize Krishna, who want to terrorize Krishna's domain, don't get anywhere near him. Just as in Brahma Samhita, it's described how the tridents protect the different directions, ensuring that no unqualified person has access to Goloka. Krishna is protected all around, and there is no way to get to him other than by pure devotional service. So let us always keep that in mind. Let us always be very careful about the influence of this material energy. Let us ensure that our spiritual practices are full of integrity and quality, such that they keep us under Krishna's lotus feet, or keep us in the consciousness where we want to be under Krishna's lotus feet, for when they wane, then our consciousness shifts. And we venture out thinking that it's safe. But just like mice who venture out of a hole during the daytime thinking that they don't see the cat, that's all part of the game. The cat is very careful not to be seen. And when a mouse gets far enough away from the hole that it can't scamper back, then the cat jumps in front of the hole and catches him. Similarly, Maya Devi will let us scamper out and think that we're having a good time enjoying the material energy in some innocent way, while at the same time being Krishna conscious. But when we go out far enough, when we've neglected the connection that we have with our mousehole, with our home, with Krishna's lotus feet, then she stands in between the two, blocks the way, And then all of a sudden, we no longer see what is the path back to safety. All we see everywhere is Maya. And ultimately, we succumb. So, be very careful. Sadhu Shabdan. Everyone should be very careful about the influence of the material energy. We should offer our respectful obeisances unto her. Katyani Mahamai Mahayogi Nadishwari Nanna Sutapati Devi Patime Kuruti Namaha. Maya Devi, if I offer my respectful obeisance to you, you Mahamaya, you have such unlimited potency. But my request from you is that just like you helped gopis attain Krishna's lotus feet, so shepherd me in that direction. Don't distract me from my goal of being Krishna conscious. If we pray to Maya Devi like that, then she will help us. But if we look to one side or another, if we're like horses without blinkers, then she'll immediately distract us. Hare Krishna.